This is the clay pot. And when this vessel is filled with valuables like clarity, with valuables like understanding, valuables like love, valuables like peace, then the value of this clay pot becomes priceless.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Obrigado. So, I'm here to talk about what I usually talk about, peace, this life, our understanding, but always the same thing can be talked about in different ways. In our lives, we all want to feel gratitude. We want to feel thankful. And if you really understand, what does it really take to feel thankful? Simple, extremely simple. Then it takes gratification. If you don't have gratification, it'll be very difficult to have gratitude. Do you know what gratification means? One of the meanings of gratification is to be fulfilled. Without that fulfillment, it is impossible to feel thankful. You cannot have gratitude. Genuine fulfillment is the only possible way to have genuine gratitude in your life. So, hold that thought. This morning, I believe it was around 4 o'clock in the morning, I had this idea. And my idea is this, and I'll present it to you. You have a clay pot, a vessel. It's not antique, it's not anything special, it is what it is. A relatively inexpensive, from dirt, from clay, a pot that is created. Now, when it's empty, its value is what its value is. Maybe it's 2 euros, 3 euros, 5 euros, something like that. But if you fill that pot with pure diamonds, genuine, real diamonds, what do you think will happen to the value of the pot? No, I mean, you realize that the pot has nothing to do with the diamonds. The value of the pot should not change. And there is no reason why it should change. But just because it is full of something very precious, believe it or not, its value will change. Conversely, if it is filled with something really bad, its value should not change, should it? I mean, what it is holding has really nothing to do with the clay pot. It's not like when you put the diamonds in the clay pot became diamonds. If you filled it with gold, it's not like the clay pot became out of gold. But when something precious is placed in it, its value also increases. When something garbage is placed in it, its value also decreases. And when that which increased or decreased its value is taken away from it, taken out of it, it comes back to its normal value. So, what do I mean? Why did I tell you this? What do I mean by this? The clay pot? This is the clay pot. Some people say, you are made out of dirt. The dirt that talks, walks, sees, thinks, hears, feels. This is the clay pot. And its value is what it is. And once something incredible has been placed inside of it, its value has increased hundredfold. And when this vessel is filled with valuables like clarity, with valuables like understanding, valuables like love, valuables like peace, valuables like sincerity, valuables like fulfillment, valuables like knowledge. Then the value of this clay pot becomes priceless. And when this clay pot is filled with confusion, with doubt, with anger, with insincerity, with hate, then the value of this clay pot goes down, down, down. And when the time comes and whatever is in this pot is extracted out, is taken away, the value of this begins to exactly be what it is. What you admire in a person is not the value of this, but what is in this. And in your life, if you want to increase the value of your being, the value of your being on the face of this earth, then you must fill this spot with the precious items. In my life, everything is complicated if I am not simple. My priorities in my life, if I don't accept the simplicity of existence, you know, I say to people, you are alive. Do you have any idea what it means to be alive? Do you? Do you have any idea what it means to be alive? I'm not talking to you. You know, you saw that video of me getting this award, this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. It has nothing to do with it. I know to help a person, you have to touch the heart, not the mind. You have to speak to the heart, not the mind. This is not the realm of the mind. This is the realm of the heart. To recognize what it means to be alive today, the value, you have to fill this vessel with something precious. Not once, again and again and again and again, till it is full. Anything less is a compromise. You know, people say to me, oh, but I have responsibilities. I agree you have responsibilities, but you have your responsibility too. When you fly an airplane, this is what they teach you. Forget about everything else. Fly the airplane. Even if it's got problems, just fly the airplane. Don't get distracted. And it is the same thing. You are on the freeway. Excuse me, but you are on the freeway of life. You are driving. You are not parked. The breath is coming and going inside of you, and this is miles going by. And you are moving. First responsibility, driving. Drive straight, drive right, drive correct, drive safely. What is driving safely in this freeway of life? To acknowledge all that is around you. There is that car, there is that car, there is that car, there is that car. The distance that you need to preserve from the front, from the back, from the sides. Slow down when you need to, speed up when you need to. You are driving. Life is afoot. We are not here, by the way. This is not training for you all that you in the next 5 hours are going to be going down to earth. And so I'm here to train you, give you a little lecture, and give you some pointers so that when you get down to earth, you can have a good time. No, 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 no. We're already here. This is begun. This is begun. It's already happening. But at the same time, every moment in our life that goes by without having gratification, without having fulfillment, is a moment that is wasted. Gone. The value, you are trying to understand the value of time. You shouldn't be trying to worry about time, because you know what? There's nothing you can do about time. Nothing. Nothing. The only way you can do something about time is take off from Earth in a spaceship and travel at the speed of light for a really long time, at the speed of light for a long time, then you might be able to do something about time. But on this here planet Earth, there is not much you can do about time, and that's what you're worried about. No, 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 no. Wrong thing to be worried about. What you should be worried about is what you are going to do in the time. Not about the time. What are you going to do in the time? Do you not know that the time you have on the face of this earth is limited? How quickly you forget that. The very thing that is so fragile has forgotten its fragility. The very thing that is destined to one day, as it has come to go one day, has forgotten about leaving. There is a lot of people who say, I am not under any illusion. No? I think you are in pretty good illusion if you don't understand that one day you have got to go, and you better shape up and do what you need to do whilst you can do it. I'm not threatening you. I'm just stating a fact. You can run confused in this world or be in peace. Pick one. Pick one. When I said pick one, either you can be confused or be in peace, pick one. Is there something inside of you that is favoring peace? Is there? Because if there is, then congratulations, you are a human being. You have just reached and felt your most fundamental want. You've had many things in your life and high hope. Everything is kind to you, and you have many more. But unless you have that one thing called peace, it is always going to feel empty to you. I didn't make that rule, and I didn't put the idea that you might be favoring peace. You did that yourself. All I asked you was, which one are you favoring? You know, yesterday they were playing the match, Spain, Germany. And I happened to be watching it. And somebody asked me, who do you think, who would you like to win? Spain or Germany? I said, I like them both. I mean, only one can win, otherwise it's called a draw. And sometimes one team is going to win, and sometimes the other team is going to win. And sometimes other team is going to win, and sometimes the other team is going to win. Every coin has two sides. Every coin has two sides. They cannot have one-sided coin. And sometimes you're going to win, and the other side of that coin is sometimes you're going to lose. But the issue is, can you be fulfilled every single day of your life? This is not a question, because I have the answer to this question. And here's the answer to this question. The question is, can you be fulfilled every single day of your life? And the answer to that is, yes, you can. Every single day. Every day you have to renew. Every day you have to re-understand, this is what I'm about to do. I am today going to use the resources of today and the resources that are within me to fulfill myself. Priority number one. Yes, I will do this. Yes, I will do this. Yes, I have to go there. Yes, I have to go there. Yes, I have to do this. Yes, I have to talk to this person. Yes, I have to buy this. Yes, I have to sell this. Yes, I have to do this. But today, I will also fulfill myself. Today, I will experience peace. Today, I will experience peace. No more dualities, no more confusion, but just understanding. Just answers. Answers. No questions, just answers. I understand. I understand. I feel gratitude because truly I have been gratified, fulfilled. And then I walk this earth knowing, understanding, even through all the bumps. It's not about the bumps. It's not about the storms. It's about being. Human. And what's the next word? Being. But when you're not, you're still human, but not being. To complete the cycle of being a human being, you have to be. I see young people, I see old people. It's not about age. There are things you have gone through that the other ones are going to go through. Parents want so much that they don't go through all the problems they went through. But it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Pain is pain. Suffering is suffering. And peace is peace. Regardless of your money, regardless of your stature, regardless of your accomplishment, peace is peace. Regardless of your failures, peace is peace. This heart wants the peace. And that's it. And that is the only way to be fulfilled, to feel that peace. And that's why I came to Lisbon, to tell you about this message. That is the message. To let you know that there is a possibility, that's all. There is no forcing you. This is not to say you must do this, otherwise you're going to go to hell. I'm not here to tell you, look at this book on the chapter 14, page 8. It says you better get this. And I'm not here to bring the clouds in and the curtains. No, I'm here to remove the curtains, remove the clouds, remove the fog, so you can have clarity in your life. That's what I came to say. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care of yourselves, and I hope I see you soon. Thank you.